This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit?
No, that's the butt.
The butt?
Yeah. And also I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for a little rippy-dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
I just added the crackberry. Let's go to the internet for a second.
All right.
Okay. We're looking at DCR-TV.
Ah, yes.
I love this site.
I know you do.
I want to say hi to Grease Monkey. That's the new name I'm going to give this guy.
Very good.
Who's been changing tires all day.
Mm-hmm.
But listens to the show.
Right.
And posts about it every day. What's it say here? Just as I was going to give up on Don and Mike because of their dull, unoriginal show of late, they may have changed my mind with today's show opening. They played Philip Seymour Hoffman's Oscar speech, and get this, they added fart sound effects. Brilliant. And in a move that will go down in radio history, they repeated the whole thing 25 minutes later. I find it hard to believe Don comes up with these ideas on his own as often as he boasts. There must be a team of writers working around the clock that comes up with such outstanding material. It's no wonder they sustain their blockbuster ratings month after month.
It's true.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know it's an internet site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not mad.
Right.
I'm really not. It was a throwaway. Mm-hmm. No more, no less. You, while you were changing tires, listened to it and wrote to the website about it. And
really, that's the most important thing.
And
right,
the truth is, again, we do sustain blockbuster ratings month after month.
Correct.
So
I take it upstairs to the fat man.
I have only one thing to ask of the person who writes these things anonymously and gets them posted on DCR-TV.
GM.
If I am driving a 2004 Cadillac Escalade, what's the PSI on the front tires? Maybe you can help me with that.
Fair enough.
Goodness,
you know, you sound like you know who's doing that.
I think I do. Oh, and then Dave, the guy that writes the runs the website, his response. I guess it's fat people fart a lot line of humor. I'll dare to suggest that Mr. Hoffman is no fatter than Mr. Geronimo. Oh, negative. Listen, not that I can't fart with the best of them, but I'm not as fat as what's his name.
Hey, but what's wrong with fat people farting humor?
Nothing.
It's great.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I love it.
Just don't like having my weight challenged, that's all.
Right.
By some skinny dude who runs a website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all. And by some other guy who really should be changing someone's oil right now. And I wonder, which name do you have on the pocket of your shirt?
Mm-hmm.
The one you had before or the one you changed it to? That's all I'm wondering. But but keep posting, because obviously you've got my interest.
Yes.
Anyway.
Seems to be a theme.
Enough about me and Mike and our groundbreaking show. And
Gail and Bill.
Our continued blockbuster ratings.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Imagine that.
Deal with it.
Yeah, blockbuster ratings, without people who used to work here.
Deal with it.
Today is January, February, March, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
right.
March 6th, what happened 70 years ago today. The world's greatest mayor was born.
Mayor for life.
Marion Barry.
Are you going to check your BlackBerry, see if you have any messages?
Yes, my BlackBerry.
These days he takes your messages.
See if I have any electronical messages
that
come on my CrackBerry. That's a joke, everybody. It's BlackBerry,
that's
of course.
Right. That's right.
Hello. This is Don's BlackBerry.
Uh-oh.
As Mayor Marion Barry, Marion for life, I'd like to just say, before we go into Don's BlackBerry, happy birthday to me. 70 years ago, Mrs. Barry had a little baby boy. He was me. Marion, I've done her proud, and I'm happy to be celebrating my 70th birthday today, and happy to celebrate right here in the District of Columbia, where I'm celebrating tonight in Ward 8. Invite everybody to come down and have a fabulous old birthday celebration. We'll have all sorts of girls and lots of booze.
Now, where are my messages?
Lots of fun. I'm sorry. All right, now let's check Don's messages.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marion Barry, and you have reached Don's BlackBerry. You have 7 unplayed messages.
7? Wow.
To play your messages, press 1. Hi, this is Don's BlackBerry. you have 7 unplayed messages. For message number 1, press 1. From Mike O'Mara.
Oh, from Mike.
Don, help me. I have a serious gambling problem, and I just can't stop. I don't know what to do. I sure hope you can help me, Don. See you at work. To pay message number 2, press 2. From Animal Control. Mr. Source, please try to control your dog, Clink. He's terrorizing the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Oh, my, okay.
Keep that dog inside, fool. To play message number 3, press 3. From Michael Hughes. Hi, Don. It's Michael Hughes. And I am sitting in a bathtub staring at my electric toaster, deciding whether or not to pull it into the tub with me.
He's the general manager.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Bye. To play message number 4, hit 4 from Rob Spiewak.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Don, I am so angry about the Oscars. What a silly lyric. It's hard out here for a pimp. I mean, Dolly Parton was nominated, for Christ's sake.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, Rob was mad about that.
To play message number 5, hit 5.
Number 5. What do I hit again?
Number 5. To play message number 5, Don. Hey, hit the 5 key, fool. From Beth Ann McBride.
Oh.
Don.
Yes.
I have made a terrible mistake. Please take me back. If you do, I will never wear corduroys again.
Hey. Okay.
I am going crazy in this one-horse hick town. I want to come back to you and Mike, where I was truly happy, even though I was living in a very, very small apartment building. To play message number 7, hit 7.
I thought we have to say.
I'm sorry, 6.
6. 6.
Hit 6, fool.
6, there.
From Buzz Burbank.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Don, I am so wasted. I have a touch of the flu, and I have gone into my secret stash of drugs to make my brain feel better. My brain is swelling, and I feel very, very bad.
Uh-huh.
Boy, am I high. See you later. To play message number 7, press 7. From Michael Hughes.
Oh, again.
Well, Don, I didn't have the stones to go through with it. I am a damn coward, and I could not pull my electric toaster into the tub with me. Mm. I wish I was dead. See you tomorrow at work. From Michael Hughes.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to change recording options, press 2. This is Don's BlackBerry, and this is Don's greeting. Hello. Don cannot come to the BlackBerry right now because he is very busy. If you would like to leave a message, simply type in your message and I will translate it to him when he calls in for his messages.
Oh. Hey, Mayor Barry.
Yeah.
How's your birthday going?
Man, we're just having a good time. I was trying to be mellow at first, but I got to be honest with you. I'm experiencing just a little bit of shortness of breath.
Huh.
My diabetes is acting up.
You got the diabetes.
I'm feeling too good, but all excited about it. Going to do all my celebrating tonight in Ward 8. I'd like to have everybody come by. How often does a man turn 70? With my lifestyle, I was told that I probably wouldn't live past 50.
Right.
So I'm very happy that I'm doing it today, but I'm really thinking that the future's ahead of me. I think I got a good 20 years. My mouth is so dry. Let me just take a pull on this little drinky poo that I got right here. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Now it is. I hope that's.
I'll give you an update on my birthday. I got a hat on right now, a little birthday hat. I got a cake that I like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Nice, lovely little chocolate cake with buttercream frosting. It's real, real good. I'm having a very good meal, enjoying some steak and potatoes. Just having a good time. We'd love to see everybody down in Ward. Oopsie daisy.
What?
It looks to me like you got another message that came in while I was talking to you.
All right.
Would you like to erase all your current messages or save any of them?
I erase them all.
You erase them all. So this would be message number 1. Hold
message
on a second.
Number 1. Mm-hmm.
You have to go to press 1 right now, Don, to get back to your messages.
Right.
You reached Don's BlackBerry. This is Mayor Barry. Don has 1 new message. To play that message, press 1. Don.
Yes.
It's Mike O'Mara. I have not heard from you, and I don't understand why. I have a bad gambling problem, and I surely hope you can help me. Please call me back, even though it is the middle of the show. To save this message, press 2. To delete it, press 3. Another message has come in.
Oh, another one.
To play this message, press 1.
God damn.
Don,
yes.
It's me, Buzz Burbank. Still high. When the hell are you going to get to the news, fool? To delete this message, press 2.
Yeah.
Save it, press 3.
Oh, there you go.
Did you save it or delete it?
I deleted it.
Message has been erased.
Very good.
Man, oh, man. All right, now, to change the recording options, press 1. Hi, this is Don's Blackberry. You want to change the message?
No.
All right, that's fine. I got to run.
Say hi to Buzz.
Oh, you got him on the line? Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mayor Barry.
How is your terrible flu problem going today?
Well, I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking.
What do you have in store for us on the news tonight? I'm really excited about it. Yeah,
we're owning a radio. Well, strictly
prohibited.
A man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Man, oh, man.
That's me.
He made it up.
There you go, Buzz. Mm-hmm. You still on the pipe?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
No problem at all.
How about you?
I listen to your news. I like the editorial slant that you have.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That makes me proud.
Good job. You cover local D.C. politics?
Not so much.
Tony Williams. I'll tell you. He's going to run the city right into the ground.
You think?
Yeah, not like me. You're not doing a good job like I did.
I like
it. It's a bow tie wearing.
I like the ties.
I think he's such a big deal. I'm over here to celebrate my 70th birthday.
Enjoy.
Having a good old time. I find myself getting a little bit weepy, though.
Sure.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, you're reflecting, looking
Maybe
back.
Maybe because I'm 70 years old.
That's right.
Maybe it's all the drugs I've done.
Could be that.
I'm just so sad.
Who's in the news tonight?
Jesus Christ, I'm sad.
Tonight.
Who's in comments?
These three gay rabbis walk into a bar. The Jackson family finally turns against Jacko.
To cry.
And Homeland Security begins at home.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. What kind of man am I?
You're a fine man.
I pull myself up on my bootstrap crying like a little baby.
You'll be fine.
It just seems that I feel like I'm going to be in the ground pretty soon.
No,
but
no.
Hey.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Who wants some crack cocaine?
Oh, there we go. There is something to live for after all.
Uh-huh.
I got to run, fool.
Buzz, news and comments. Oh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. And Blackberry, that was very...
That's professional. I sweat it right through my sport coat.
Mm-hmm. This is the Don and Mike Show.